What we're dealing with here, littering air, is a complete lack of respect for the law.
And smoke in the reef.
Called the dust pop.
We live in a society of laws.
Dust pop?
Yeah. No, it's not real.
This thing of weed.
Takes one shot a weekend of training to get that bag.
Hello, ladies and gents. Welcome back to the Police Academy podcast. This is our weekly roll call episode, roll call number 6. The end of this episode is only available to members. If you want the entire episode, go over to patreon.com and sign up there under the Police Academy podcast profile, and you will get the entire thing. The other thing you'll get by being a member is early release episodes. That is available to our middle and upper tier membership, and I will be recording the next episode today. So if you want more members, get more. Go to patreon.com/policeacademypodcast or patreon.com, patreon.com, and just search for us. You'll find us there. Okay, let's jump right into this. The first thing we're talking about in the roll call today is we're going to hit recent events first. So Jacob Blake has popped back up into the news cycle. Kenosha, Washington, if you forgot who Jacob Blake was, I don't blame you. He's basically a person who has not contributed anything that I know of productive to society, and got shot for fighting with police officers with a knife in his hand. And if anyone is still under the common delusion that NPR is a unbiased source of information, I think after reading this article, if you know what happened in the Jacob Blake incident, this should kind of knock you out of that delusion, because this is from NPR. And let me read a little bit of it here. Quote, Jacob Blake, the black man left paralyzed after being shot in the back by a white police officer last August in Kenosha, Wisconsin, has filed a federal civil rights lawsuit alleging the use of excessive force. Okay, the last part there is fine, but of course they're going to key in on he's black, he was shot in the back by a white police officer, right? Very important details, because those details mean that this must have been racism from the officer's end. Kenosha police officer is the sole defendant named in the lawsuit, yada, yada, yada. It says Blake suffered catastrophic permanent injuries as a result of the officer's actions and is seeking compensation. Blake's legal team spans 3 law firms, including the notorious and most annoying Ben Crump. Ben Crump continues to be a thorn in the side of all good Americans who want to see some truth in all of this. Look up Ben Crump and his recent history in representing clients. And it's, he's not my favorite dude in the world. But this is a giant sob piece, essentially, that slants the entire event to make the officer essentially look bad and the criminal look like a victim. It is a woke piece of garbage, is basically what it is. But you know, there it is, Jacob Blake, back in the news cycle. He's, you know, filing his civil rights lawsuit. We all knew this was coming, but there's a reason Jacob Blake has not been in the news cycle, and it's because no matter how hard Black Lives Matter tries to sell people like him as this victim of what they claim to be this pervasive and systemic racism in our society, in our institutions, and specifically in law enforcement, people see this for really what it is. If you are going to fight with police officers with a knife in your hand and disobey everything that they tell you to do, you're probably going to end up getting shot. And that applies across the board. Doesn't always happen. And everyone likes to point to, oh, this video is a white guy with a hatchet and he didn't get shot. Okay. That happens to black people too. You just don't see it because, number one, you're not looking for it, and neither is anyone else, right? So it's selection bias in the, you know, highest degree when it comes to this kind of stuff. It's which is why anecdotes don't mean anything to me. Data is what matters, because data reveals patterns. That's how you find and root out discrimination. But yeah, even Black Lives Matter hasn't used Jacob Blake to much effect, because there's really nothing there. Like, he did something really stupid and got shot for his trouble. Now, the next thing, another piece of bad news in the law enforcement realm, is that New York just passed a bill ending qualified immunity. Now, I thought I had... Hang on here. Okay, so the last thing we're going to talk about, tangent, is some helpful hints on vehicle registrations and keeping you out of trouble. So that is coming. That in this show will likely be titled in relation to that, but that's at the end of the public episode, so keep listening if you're looking for that information. Okay, continuing. New York just passed a bill ending qualified immunity for their officers. Qualified immunity is a thing that everyone talks about, but they don't know what it is. You know, if you're on the left side of the political spectrum, you probably think it's a terrible thing that that promotes the excessive force by police officers and hurts minority communities, right? And then if you're on the other side, you probably think, well, this is something that's necessary and there for a reason. The reality is, both of those things can be true in part. It is there for a reason. One of the unfortunate side effects of it is that police officers who aren't doing their job to the standard that they should be, are kept from facing direct personal consequences, right? It's the way the system is designed for a reason, though, because police officers have a really hard job to do. And anytime force is used in an incident, the person, the citizen upon which the force is being used could sue that officer. That's why qualified immunity was put in place, because police officers cannot be subject to civil lawsuits at any time someone gets their feelings hurt, because they would never be able to get anything done. They'd be sitting in court for their entire career. That's the reality of it. The ability to sue the individual officer personally will create an environment where human beings are like water. They always find a way to take advantage of loopholes in the system. And this is one that will be taken advantage of so much so that police officers will... If we get rid of qualified immunity across the board in the entire country, police officers will stop doing their jobs. It will destroy any sort of proactive policing across the country. I promise you. It'll be the Ferguson effect times 1,000, times 9,000, right? It will be a catastrophe if it's completely banned. Qualified immunity, gone. You can sue a police officer for pulling you over because you think he or she stopped you because you're black or because whatever, you name it, right? And that's a very common claim. And every time I hear the details on one of those incidents, I just talked to a neighbor the other day about one of those incidents, and you might be right, but you're probably not. You might be. And sometimes that does happen. But most of the time, has nothing to do with what you look like. You've been stopped because you legitimately did something you shouldn't have, or you've got something wrong with your car, or whatever it is, and the officer doesn't even know who's driving the car. But in any case, if qualified immunity goes away, police officers will not be doing their jobs because they won't be able to. So this is not a good thing. This has also Colorado and one other state at this point. I know they've been working on it in Massachusetts and places, or across the state rather. And this is not a good trend. It's going to have dramatic impacts on our law enforcement community as far as like being able to retain and get new officers. And as we, as these new laws going into effect, banning qualified immunity, take root and we start to see the effects of them, it's going to get much worse because nobody's going to sign up for that. All right. So, and again, qualified immunity does not protect officers when they're, when they have knowingly violated someone's constitutional rights. If an officer is out there intentionally violating your rights, they do not have immunity from a civil, like a civil rights lawsuit, right? But that's a pretty high bar to reach. It's hard to prove that. And that's why it, I say both sides can be true. There may be officers, there are officers out there who are, who abuse their power in the sense that they think they can kind of do whatever they want and they're not going to face any real consequences. And that's not a good thing. But qualified immunity is not the way that we should go about rooting that out, because qualified immunity does serve a much greater purpose than that, and it is necessary. Okay. And as far as New York City goes, there's going to be a mass exodus from the population there, as well as the law enforcement community. It's already happening. And if this goes through, I think just de Blasio has to sign it at this point. It's happening. Like, it's going to get worse. New York is, I mean, I don't know. I mean, they call it the Big Apple. At this point, it's just a big rotten pile of mush. There's no way in hell I would live anywhere near that city at this point. Okay. The next thing and the final part of the public episode, if you want the entire thing, again, go to Patreon and you can get it, is our book section or citation of the week. This week it is a citation. And basically I'm just going, you know, through my files in order. They're alphabetically organized and going through past tickets or arrests that I've made and talking about those things, because they bring up topics that I wouldn't otherwise think of. They bring back memories and all that stuff. So that's kind of the idea behind this. All right. So this ticket was This one was from a property damage accident. So somebody had a boo-boo and one of the drivers was cited for, so following too closely, which in Nebraska is our go-to for like you rear-ended somebody, right? And I've always disliked that. I don't think that, the argument is, well, if you rear-ended someone at some point, you were too close, right? Like, you got so close that your bumper tried to make love with the bumper in front of them. Therefore, you were following too closely. Well, that's not really what the statute's designed for. Following too closely is literally meant to discourage you from tailgating, for following too closely. Because you didn't see the car in front of you stop or stopping and then you ran into them doesn't mean you were following too closely. It means you weren't paying attention. And there should be, in my opinion, a better statute that fits essentially a driver's lack of awareness, situational awareness, and attention to the task of driving. When accidents happen, it's because somebody wasn't paying attention or someone's being an asshole, right? But it's usually either or. I still call them accidents because the reality is most of the time it's just an accident. But usually it's because someone's not paying attention. So that's what this was, following too closely. Somebody ran into somebody else, and the person who caused the accident was cited for fictitious display. So we'll talk about that real quick. What is fictitious display? Every state will name this something different. The reality is every state, when you're talking about traffic law and criminal law, you're generally speaking about state law, and it changes from state to state. So know your own state's laws, but generally speaking, most states have similar laws. If they're a pretty standard, kind of common sense law, most states are going to have something similar, especially when it comes to traffic. So in Nebraska, we called it fictitious display. And that is when any time your license plate looks different than it should for the vehicle that they're on. Let me explain. So a few examples. For one, if the plates are expired and you put a new sticker, right? Because the sticker, you don't change the plate every year, but the sticker shows when the plate expires. So if the plate expires and you have an extra sticker laying around or found one that is for a future expiration date and stick it on your plate, that's fictitious display. It's illegal. Obviously, the plate is expired and you're just trying to make it look like it isn't. If you took the plates off of another vehicle, even one that you own, you know, you own a pickup and a car. The car is not registered. The pickup is. You want to drive the car. You take the plates off the truck and put it on the car. Can't do that. If someone runs those plates, yeah, you might get away with it. The odds are you will get away with it for who knows how long. But if you get stopped for it, it's a fictitious display. And they'll probably take those plates. The previous owner didn't take the plates off their own car. So you bought a car from a private owner, not a dealership, and they left their plates on it. Well, guess what? After they sold you the car, they probably went and canceled their registration. Also, if you have the title and you transfer that title into your name, now you are the legal owner and their registration is not valid anymore. So that was a very common one. Always ran into that. People had just recently bought a car. Old plates were still on it. It's not legal. Putting a fake in-transit sticker in your window, also not legal for obvious reasons. And then the most obvious of all, making a fake plate. Obviously, you can't make your own plates. The sovereign citizens, groups like that, who are kind of, you know, the most hardcore against any sort of government intervention or involvement in their lives, they are known for making their own plates, and that's obviously not legal. So don't do that. All right. So again, these laws vary from state to state. Wherever you go, just know that if you're trying to fake it till you make it, it might cost you. Next, if you feel like life is too much for you right now, if you've had a rough week, a rough month, if COVID has been a pain in the ass for you, just like it has been for the rest of the world, well, the weekly wisdom might be just what you need. Go to patreon.com for more, because members always get more, and you will have access to that much needed wisdom. For the general public, the listeners out there listening to this one right now, I bid you adieu. As always, do good, be strong, stay free. For the members, see you on the flip side.